Hey everyone, I'm Angela, an intuitive and emotional mastery mentor for purpose-driven high achievers to master your emotions and trust the power of your intuition so that you can create and have the resilience and unwavering confidence to become an impactful influencer to create and leave a lasting legacy. Welcome to the Impactful Influencer Podcast. Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me here at the Influencer Podcast. I'm Angela Blaha, your host, and today I want to talk to you about something a little bit different, but yet still aligned with my voice and who I am. So this podcast is called Stand Alone, and I want to tell you about some shifts that have been happening in my life. So I've been called to painting and using my voice as an artist. My whole entire life, I always wanted to be an artist. And so now I'm actually doing it as part of my soul's purpose. So I've been called to paint a series of single flowers. Didn't really know in the beginning, like, why I was drawn to paint these single flowers, you know, the ones that you kind of, that are in weird places that you find like in cracks on a sidewalk or something. And I've learned over the years to just trust my intuition and to go with it. And so I started channeling these paintings and they seem to have these very different perspectives, like ideals, some type of activations usually. I cannot express enough just how important this message is today, though, as I channeled this message for everyone. It's really like the paintings are deep paintings. And so this series, To Stand Alone, you know, I started to sort of dive deeper into that. And no one really wants to stand alone, right? Like, we don't want to do this. None of us want to stand alone. It's lonely there. We have to like actually do emotional work, spiritual work, and logical thinking. And sometimes it's physical, like it's visceral, you know, like things have to like leave the body. And we have a ton of fear around this kind of thing, right? Like, none of us really want to do this. But what if we don't come out? I mean, we have these fears, right? One of my biggest fears when I was young was that I couldn't go crazy this lifetime. Literally, I kept saying that to myself. I mean, I might have been in fifth or sixth grade, and I kept telling myself, I can't go crazy this lifetime. And so when we do this deep work, right? Like, we have these giant fears, like, what if we don't come out the other side changed or doing better? Like, what if we do worse? Like, that's really, it's a real thing in our consciousness. You know, it's such a fearful thing to go deep into yourself, to literally stand alone and make the changes, the alignments, the calibrations, the recalibrations sometimes that we have to do, but we can't actually do them with someone else in a group, for example. We have to do them alone. So as I was moved to follow this thread of ideas that come to me in these visions and dreams and channeling, like I'm a pure channel. So, you know, it's easy for me to channel these kinds of things. So I'm asking for the deeper meaning and the purpose for each one of these paintings that I paint. And this one didn't give me much information other than I was to paint a series of four, and they were to be just these single flowers, like in the most weirdest places. Okay, fine. I can do that, right? I agree. I have finished two of them completely and am preparing for the other two. And then I receive a message that it is a position that we have to be in our lives, sooner or later, in order to find the truest parts of us as being humans. Now, we're not taught about this, right? None of us are ever taught that some of the deepest, most magical work that we can do, the portions of us that are so deep and so awe-inspiring that it, brings us completely to tears. Like we don't realize that we have to stand alone in order to understand this part of ourselves. That no one can give this to us. We're not being saved by someone. That's a whole thing in the consciousness, in the conscious field. That we actually have the power and the right, because it's a right to do it ourselves. And it's people are stealing our energy when we're not doing it ourselves. And we're literally giving it away. Like, that's the worst part, is we're literally giving it away. Oh, so it is literally the only way to know our most authentic self is to stand alone. I mean, that's the clear message for these paintings, for these series of paintings, and for your message today. To find that hue of color that you carry, that no one else carries. That's your soul essence. It cannot be done in a chaotic field of colors. It can only be done when you dive deep into yourself and you acknowledge that one hue, that one spectrum of color that only you carry, that only you have. When you merge from this depth, when you come out of the depth, like, can you feel and sense it calling to you? But when you emerge from the depth, there is this most amazing and renewed sense of purpose and power. Like the focus, like we're always looking and searching for to be super focused, to be on purpose, to know our mission here, right? But none of it can be achieved unless we go to this depth of who we are. And when you emerge, you take on a whole different version of yourself. Like you look different. You definitely feel different. You transcend all the limitations of the past and you fully embrace your most divine essence, and it can only be done alone. What happens after you go to this depth? You emerge and you embrace your authentic self, and you bloom into the most, gosh, the most profound depth of grace. Patience, confidence, like all the things you've always been yearning your whole entire life, you become that. You are that. This pure alignment, this sense of pure alignment and extreme focus that is always evolving, always evolving. Like there's no boredom here in this continuous evolutionary period. Being that unique signature that you truly are, like this is what happens on the other side of standing alone. When you stand alone, you understand your purpose at a depth that you never ever dreamed about. It goes literally beyond the human experience. And this is the place where real legacies are created. Real legacies are realized in this space, and you release them to the world for the purpose of evolution of humanity. Can you? I want you to sit with that for a moment. Like, I really want you to let that penetrate within you. Like, this is to stand alone for the time that you need to go to the depths of who you are, find that hue, that ray, that thread that lives inside of you, that pulls at you constantly, to allow it to be acknowledged and released to the world. This is where the evolution of humanity can actually move forward. Without each one of us doing this, we're not evolutionizing. And we are, and you and I, the ones who listen to this, we know that we're here for the evolution. Like, this is why we're here. So don't be afraid to stand alone. I've done it several times. If you are looking for a mentor to help you stand alone, to help you know that you're not going crazy, that this is, there are routes to doing this where we don't have to feel that fear, or we move past the fear of it, reach out, because evolution is upon us. And I know that you're being called. I want to thank you so much for joining me here on the Impactful Influencer Podcast. Please like, share, and subscribe so that we can evolutionize the human race.